Radio MD. RadioMD.com.
From sobriety to self-care, it's Rewired Radio. Here's Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. Have you ever had a passion you'd like to share with the world? Something that could make people's lives better, but you don't know how to make it happen? My guest today, Chris Mogadam, is an aspiring example of how to turn a passion into international success. One of the top fitness and sports performance professionals in the industry today, and truly believes fitness is something everyone can successfully incorporate into their lives. His drive and passion are so inspiring that he was tapped to bring F45, the fastest growing fitness network in the world, from Australia to the United States. Chris opened the first F45 franchise in Santa Monica, California, and is on the cusp of expanding it nationwide. Chris, welcome to the show. I'm really excited to talk about your journey and how you took this leap to share your passion with the world.
No problem.
Yeah, Yeah, thank you. It's more than inspiring. It's something that I think most people want to find their purpose, their passion in life. And I know it doesn't come as easy as it sounds. But how did you come to this point in your life? And was it so easy, or was it a bunch of obstacles that you had to overcome?
I feel like after college, I was in a situation where I owned my own business. And I had been successful through college, and I was really excited to graduate because I could do it full time. And I found a lot of success running this business in college, so I just couldn't wait to see how much success I'd have when I was running it full time. 2009 came along. Our country was kind of in disarray, and at that point, my business wasn't doing as well as I thought it would do. So I decided to go work for another company. To make a long story short, I went to go work for a hotel renovation company. I was traveling around the world, renovating some of the biggest hotels in the world. My reasoning for that was I wanted to get out of sales. I have a few really great gifts in terms of connecting with people and building relationships. And so naturally, sales was just really easy for me, but I didn't feel any fulfillment out of that. Like, I was helping anybody. I felt like the only person I was helping was myself. I didn't get a lot of satisfaction out of it. And so I told myself that I wouldn't go back into sales or into any type of a business where I'm just basically closing deals for myself, because it doesn't do anything for me in terms of like satisfaction and whatnot. So I decided when I was like 24, 25 years old, maybe about 26 years old, to get into the fitness industry. I had an opportunity to work for one of the largest companies in the world, LA Fitness, and one of the best clubs they had, which was Westwood, which was one of their original district VPs who started with the company when the company started. I mean, it's one of the largest fitness companies in the world now. We call them the ant farm gyms. But working there, I moved up very fast. I was the fastest employee to move up into a corporate general manager position, where I was like servicing national accounts for corporate deals to get companies to work with us and whatnot. And it just wasn't working for me, because I felt like we were doing the same thing, because those are ant farm gyms and only a very small percentage of people come in. So I was still in a situation where I was in sales, but not really helping that many people. So I was recruited by a company called Velocity Sports Performance, and there was a location in Brentwood here in Los Angeles. And my sales manager who worked for me went to go work for them, and they were struggling to get the business off the ground in Brentwood. And I've built a lot of businesses in my time. So I was contracted in as the managing partner to go in and build their business. And in 24 months, we built it to be very, very successful. It's only about 10,000 square feet. We had 80 trainers trying to work there full time. We really had to kick people out of there. So we were the most popular, sports club in Los Angeles at the time. And we had basically a sports performance team, and we were training a lot of athletes. It was very, very fulfilling. I learned a lot while I was there from all the trainers and coaches that I hired and was working with, and I taught them a lot as well. And I led the sports performance team, not the track and field coaching team, but the sports performance team that helped Alex and Felix train to win the gold medal for the U.S. in the last Olympics. Alex and Felix was the fastest woman in the world. So that was a lot of fun. Spent some time there. Wasn't exactly the business I wanted to be involved with, though, just because it was a big box gym, and those structures don't they just don't do so well in big metropolitan areas, or just areas where the real estate is more expensive. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I got out of that business and started my own personal training company and sports performance company. And within a year and a half to 2 years, it was the biggest personal training company here in Los Angeles that wasn't mm-hmm. attached to a gym. And that's called Prime Fit Elite. We've trained people from Randy Couture to regular, you know, just people who want to just get in shape, moms that are, you know, they want to be in shape while they're pregnant, things like that. So mm-hmm. it's a very successful mm-hmm. company. We had a lot of trainers, and it's still running that company on a small level. But, you know, we're really focusing on F45 and you know, launch. Personal training is going to be around forever. It's been around for 1,000 years, and it will be around forever.
Right.
There's always going to be a demand for that. Injured clients, you know, people who are a little bit older who just need to stay in shape so they can walk properly and just have good posture, things like that. But now that, you know, I had all that success with Prime Fit Elite, I was heavily recruited by a gentleman, the CEO and founder, Rob Deutsch of F45, and his partner, Adam Gilchrist, who are both geniuses for creating this brand. And I have to say, you know, it's a little funny to me that the Aussies figured it out for the Americans, because I feel like all of Australia isn't even the size of Southern California, so we have a few more people over here. But
yeah.
That's
fantastic. I'm just, yeah. So for people that are out there that, you know, are listening to your story and are inspired by that, and are a little bit challenged on, you know, becoming entrepreneurs or opening up their own coffee shop or gym or their dream, you know, what's a piece of advice you can give somebody, you know, maybe just keep getting up if you feel like you failed, or what is it that you can share that has helped you?
Yeah, if you get knocked down, just do a burpee. Get back up.
Not everyone knows what a burpee is.
honestly speaking. So for me, it's just about drive and willpower. And, you know, I've been around a lot of successful people in my life and motivating people. And, you know, I'm big on, like, affirmations of the day and things like that, and just positive vibes. And I've always trained all of the people that I've worked around to just, it lived by the laws of positive attraction, and to always think positively. And if you have a goal or if you have an objection that you want to accomplish, you cannot stop until you get it done. You can't let it go. It has to stay at the top of your mind, and you have to pursue it, because we only get one chance. We only have one life, and you're only 25 one time. You're only 33, you know, one time. You're not going to be 33 more than 365 days. So I don't have a lot of time. And I feel like, you know, in this world, you just have to make things happen. So it's all in the mind. It's willpower, and you know, basically whatever is between your ears will either push you or stop you from doing what you want to do in this world.
Absolutely. So to try and get rid of that fear, try to move through that moment of feeling like you can't do it, and just keep on telling yourself that, you know, there is a path for all of us, and that basically if we just follow our authentic path and we really like live our truths and are clear about what we want, and like you said, just continue with positive affirmations, positive self-talk, you fall, you get up, and you start to develop again that routine or that mental routine, I think that would be a great way to start.
I totally agree. I think one of my other big pieces of advice is that one thing that I noticed that people have a tough time with is people are very hard on themselves when they mess something up, or they mess a meeting up, or something doesn't go their way. You just have to brush it off and keep moving. You cannot get stuck on things and beat yourself up over things in this world.
Right. I agree, so. Chris. Thank you so much for being with us today. You could find Chris's website at F45training.com/Santa Monica or PrimeFitElite.com. Thank you so much. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thank you for joining us today, and stay well.